Hey everyone, so excited to bring you another Chi State pod, and as always, Sam Brief with you here in Chicago, excited to deliver it to you in the middle of a fun basketball season. I think I can speak for a lot of you Chicago State fans, alums, friends, supporters out there that this basketball season's been a little different, right? There's something to be said for a new energy and going into each game knowing you got a shot and winning a great deal of them. It's been a fun basketball season to be a part of, and I'm talking on the women's side, winning at Wisconsin, winning at Seattle, getting a conference road win in Tiffany Sarden's second season. I'm talking on the men's side, just winning the first conference road game for Chicago State since 2017. And you know who was on the team in 2017? Today's guest, Glenn Burns. Those of you who subscribe to us on YouTube might remember a Cougar chat with Glenn from just before the season, which was also just before his season in Germany. He's playing for a squad in Schwelm, Germany called Baskets Schwelm. He's been a European pro baller for a couple years now since graduating from Chicago State, and he's crushing it. I'm coming to you in the middle of his season where he's averaging 18 points a game and one of the best players on his team. They're on a five-game win streak right now, too. Now, Glenn's overseas. He's got the time difference, right? Different situation over there. But he's keeping tabs on Chicago State, so you better believe at the end of this podcast, we chop it up on Gerald Gillian's Cougars, Tiffany Sarden's Cougars. But of course, we start with Glenn. And before we get to Glenn, a reminder that our partners at BSN Sports are the largest providers of team sports equipment and apparel in the country. And they'd like to thank all the coaches out there who truly are the heart of the game. While BSN Sports is the best at equipping athletes, coaches are the best at equipping lives. And that's the real final score. So learn more about how BSN Sports can save you time off the field by giving you more time to impact lives on it. Just call your local BSN Sports sales pro or visit bsnsports.com today. And now, here's the man, Glenn Burns.
Alrighty, 3, 2, 1. I'm overjoyed to welcome into the Chi State pod today an alum and someone who's really balling overseas, and that's Glenn Burns. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, how you doing, Sam?
Wonderful, wonderful. I know it's afternoon for me. I'm looking over the beautiful Chicago skyline. And tell me what time it is where you are and where you are.
Right now it's 10 p.m. Currently still in Germany, playing basketball, Schwelm, Germany. You know, it's going well out here.
Yeah, Glenn, it is going well. I know you guys are on a little win streak right now, and you've been playing really, really well, scoring 18 points a game. You're clicking. I know that. So tell me what is clicking for you right now as a pro overseas.
I'm just, you know, my mindset, like I'm just in a different zone right now, you know. Us as a team, we've been clicking well, you know. We added a big, huge piece to our team. And, you know, I think, you know, he really helped us in a lot of areas, which made everything better for a lot of us, you know. We got all our team. We was dealing with a lot of injuries and everything at the beginning of the season. But right now, all of us is healthy, and, you know, we get into it. You know, 5-game winning streak, and we're trying to keep it up.
You know? You're getting to it. And Glenn, you mentioned the positive mindset. I remember last time I talked to you for a Cougar chat, you were all about that positive mindset. You were smiling like it was no one's business. And it's no surprise for me to see someone with that kind of mindset going out and playing really well in pro ball. How long have you had that as a part of your identity?
Positive mindset. Pretty much my whole life, honestly. Like, I try not to pay attention to the negatives. I just, you know, like, even when it's something negative, I don't feel like it's like a negative. I try to, you know, think of a positive, like how I can turn it around into a positive, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, you know, I try not to let the negative or the negative things people say or like the negative, you know, energy people have, like, try to get, you know, get into my space, you know what I'm saying? I just ignore everything and just, you know, keep it pushing.
How do you think that helps you on the court?
Man, it really helps a lot. Like if you think about the, you know, everybody make mistakes, you know, nobody's perfect. So like when I get a turnover or something, like, you know, of course I'm a little down, but you know, I have to click back in and be like, okay, like the game's still going on. It's just one turnover, you know what I'm saying? Like it's just, you know, I just try not to let it get in, you know, and get into my space.
Into your space. What does your space feel like?
Man, right now, great. You know, I'm playing well, we're winning. You know, I'm just in a great space right now, you know.
I'm so curious about this, Glenn, because you're someone who's from America. You played here at Chicago State not too long ago, and now you're playing at a high level in Germany. That comes with different language, different rules, a different court, a different basketball, like all this stuff. The refs officiate differently. Like all this stuff is so different. When you started playing there, I'm curious what the biggest adjustment was.
The biggest adjustment for me is, you know, I was getting a lot of travels called on me. And, you know, like I was wondering what it was, you know, talking to a couple of my teammates, they fixed it for me. And, you know, I was struggling with not getting foul calls. You know, as an American, you know, you really have to have that strong mindset when you're coming over here, like, that you not finna get no foul calls. Like you have to, you know, you just have to play. And, you know, if you get a foul, just be surprised that you got that foul, you know? And that has pretty much been my biggest adjustment, honestly, like just on the court, like trying to fix those little tweaks. And, you know, I fixed them, and, you know, everything's going well from here on.
Yeah. You got to adjust. So you did it. And now you're kind of rocking and rolling a little more. I've heard so much anecdotally too, from people who play in America and in Europe, that, you know, the basketball style is just more like creative, crafty, right? Team oriented, where in America, it's more brute force. You know, it's like, I'm gonna just, you know, shove it down your throat and like drive to the hoop. Is that sort of what you've noticed?
Well, yeah. In Europe, it's more so, like I said, in Europe, it's more so skill, you know, everybody is, you know, really, really, really skilled on the pro level. And it more so in America, not saying that people in America are not skilled, because they're very skilled, but like more so in America, like they teach more so on athleticism more than skill, you know, like as a young player in Europe, like you learn more so about your skill, like to begin with. Like, you know, if the athleticism comes, it comes. But, you know, in America, we learn about athleticism first, you know, and then, you know, we start to work on our skill. So that's the, you know, Jim.
So, and you've got all these teammates that are from all over. Can you give me a little sense of the roster around you? How many foreign guys, how many fellow Americans?
Well, this year they only brought in one American each team due to, you know, still COVID going around and, you know, everything. But, you know, most of the guys.
So you're the American.
Yeah, I'm the American on the team.
You're not an American. You are the American.
The American for sure.
Oh, wow. You're like the token American there.
Yeah. Yes.
Spotlight's on you.
Yes, on this team, yes.
Wow. What does that feel like?
I mean, it's not too hard. Like, you know, like, I mean, if you make it hard, but, like, it's really not too hard, you know? You just come in, just do your job, you know? That's all they ask of you, you know? I asked them at the beginning of the season, what did they need me to do on this team to be successful? They told me. And you know, from there, I mean, I just adjusted. And everything's been going well, like I said.
What's the language situation like?
I mean, all of my teammates speak English. So, you know, so it's really well for me to really, you know, feel comfortable with them, you know, because all of them speak English, you know. Like, I know it can be tough on some people, you know, going somewhere. Like, I think my first year in Georgia, like, not all of my teammates spoke English, you know, so it was an adjustment for me to really, you know, it could be uncomfortable at times, you know, when they speak in their language and, you know, you really can't understand.
You know? Don't know if they're like talking about you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but you know, like if you be around them for so long, you can kind of get a gist of like what they're talking about, you know, like, well, I know I can get a gist of what they're talking about. So yeah, it's cool. It's comfortable for me because I don't speak English.
Like basketball just brings people together. I'm just thinking about it's that, crazy. Like how beautiful yeah. it is. You know, it's like you've got you, Glenn Burns, you know, coming out of Chicago State. You know, you're from West Memphis, Arkansas, and then you might have a dude who's from Georgia, the country, right? And doesn't speak a lick of English. And like you guys are teammates and have to figure it out. Like, I know it's corny. That's kind of a beautiful thing, man.
Yes. Yes. Very beautiful.
What do you think? I mentioned West Memphis and where you're from. What do you think, like a young Glenn Burns, I'm talking like middle school Glenn Burns.
Yes.
What would he say if I was like, hey, flash forward January of 2022, you're going to be playing for a team called Baskets Schwelm in Germany?
Man, that's really hard for me to answer, honestly. Like, I'm really stunned right now, like, how far I've came, you know? Like, it's, you know, especially being from the tough environment I'm from, you know, like, it's just unreal, you know what I'm saying, how far I've came. And then this is just the beginning for me. You know, it's only my fourth year pro. Like, I have a long, you know, pro career ahead of me. So, yeah, I really don't, man, that's tough to answer. I would just probably just be smiling, honestly. Like, you know,
I
probably wouldn't have nothing to say.
Yeah, I mean, you're a young guy. You got a lot still on the horizon. You were at Chicago State as recently as 2018. And you mentioned your upbringing. What can you tell me a bit about your hometown and what it was like growing up there?
Really, really not a big city, you know, maybe like 22,000-23,000 people. You know, the basketball and football is like pretty much all we got. Like, you know, we really thrived on basketball and football. We really thrived on sports in general, you know, in West Memphis. And, you know, the upbringing is just, you know, it was kind of tough, but, you know, it's how you make it. Like, you know, if you really want something, like I really knew what I wanted. Like, I really knew I wanted to be a pro. If you really want something, like, and you stick to it, like, you can make it happen. Like, no matter where you're from, like, no matter how tough the background is, like, whatever, like if you really want something and you just lock in on that thing, you can make it happen.
And you have. What was the biggest hurdle you had to overcome in getting, let's say, the first step, which was to get from West Memphis to college basketball?
My biggest hurdle, I feel like, was when I was at Chicago State. Like, that was really my toughest times, and then like some great times as well, because my junior year, you know, I really struggled a bit, like on the court and in the classroom. So like it kind of, well, in the classroom, and it affected me on the court, you know? So I ended up getting ineligible that year. So like, that was like a big, like me coming back and doing what I did my senior year and having a great season, like personally having a great season. Like, I feel like that was like the biggest hurdle that I had to, you know, endure.
What did you learn after having to be ineligible and having to shore up the academic side of it?
That was really, that year was like really the toughest for me mentally, like, you know, because I really, you know, like once a player get ineligible, man, it's, you just sitting in your dorm room, you can't travel with the team, you can't, do all these different things that the team is doing, man, it's very tough. Like, so, you know, it was times where I was, you know, I had, you know, everybody be having like that doubt. Like when you're going through tough times, sometimes, you know, people give up. You know, I was having those thoughts, like, you know, going back home, but I had to click back in to myself, like, Glenn, you know what you want to do, like, as a person. So, like, you can't be thinking that way, you know. So I just, that year went by pretty fast and, you know, came back and I had a successful senior year.
That's great, man. I mean, it's got to be so tough sitting there and seeing, you know, did you watch your team on the road? Like,
yes,
you know, the road games?
Yes, I watched the road games. You know, I was there at the home games, of course. But, you know, just being there, knowing that you can contribute to the team. And, you know, like, I could have been a big contribution to the team, you know. But me not doing what I'm supposed to do in the classroom, you know, it affected me. So, I mean, it's a learning lesson, you know. I learned from that for sure.
And then you got it under control. Senior year,
got it together. Yes.
And what did your senior year feel like?
That was a great year all around, like, you know, on the court and in the classroom. Like, I really, like, coming off of, like, I think when I got in Ellsworth that next semester, I had like a 3.7 GPA.
Wow.
And, you know, I took that. I had some.
You were
like
comeback player of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. I really had like between like a 3.5 to 3.7, I think. And like, I was on the principal's list, something like that. I ended up being on the principal's list. And from there, I capitalized on that. And I really started to take like academics, like very, very, very serious. Like, you know, I did not want to get in Ellsworth again at all.
This is something I'm always curious about, Glenn. When you finish up at Chicago State, and then you end up playing overseas, what were the steps in between like for you? Did you sniff it all at the NBA? Did you sniff it all with G League? Did you look straight overseas? What did the nitty gritty of that look like?
No, I pretty much looked straight overseas, you know. Like, I pretty much been preparing to play overseas like my whole life. Like during college, like the junior college I went to, I never went home for Christmas. I never went home for Thanksgiving, never went home for summer. I always stayed at college, you know, even in Chicago State, I always stayed at college. I never went home, you know, because I wanted to prepare myself. In my mind, I was already preparing myself to be a pro and be away from my family, you know, make those sacrifices to be away from my family. So the steps, after college, like, I was just pretty much focusing overseas.
Had you ever been overseas?
Nah, that was my first time. Georgia was my first time being overseas.
So the first time you ever left the country, you were going to be a pro basketball player. What were you nervous about stepping off the plane?
I was just nervous about how it was going to be. You know, I was more so nervous about me adjusting, because I know I pretty much could have adjusted anything, like any like situation. But I was just more so nervous, like, man, just first and foremost on the plane. Like, that was only like I traveled in college, but, you know, traveling this long on a plane, you know, I was super nervous about that, you know. And the flight was pretty much the only thing, honestly. Like, everything else I knew I was going to adjust to. It wasn't no big deal.
Food?
And then I had another American on my team. So, you know, that made me even more comfortable as well.
The first year?
Yes. I had two Americans. Actually, two Americans. So
did they end up being close friends?
Yeah. We still talk to this day.
Where they at now?
One of them, he decided to become an agent, and the other one, he's still looking for a job right now. He's still looking for, you know, a basketball job.
Was the food an adjustment, Glenn? I'm a foodie, so like for me, it's I love going overseas. I've been to Europe a few times, and I love sampling the food there. But like, it can be a little stressful if you're living there and you're like, oh, like, what am I going to get? Especially if you're an athlete, you need your nutrition, your pre post workout stuff. Like, what was that like?
That actually was a big adjustment as well. I didn't think of that. The food, like, man, in Georgia, like, I don't know, like, I really didn't know, like, I didn't know what, I was just trying things, basically, the whole time I was there. Like, I was just trying different things, and, you know, certain things that I liked, I just started getting it, you know. I used to always get this thing called a shawarma. Have you heard of that before?
Yeah, shawarma?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to always get that. Like, so I pretty much used to get that every day.
Like chicken or lamb?
Every day. Who?
Chicken or lamb?
Chicken, for sure. Okay. Chicken. Yeah, I used to get that every single day.
Oh, yeah. That's great fuel, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, if they've got shawarma, you're fine.
Yeah.
I love that. Was there anything that was like a total swing and a miss for you where you were just like, okay, this is just not the vibe?
No, nothing. Okay. Honestly, nothing.
Oh, you're a flexible guy.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So Glenn, now that you're, you know, crushing it right now at, in Schwelm, what do you see as your next step? Like, what are you going to start looking forward to at the end of the season? I know that's asking you to get out of the moment for a second though.
Yeah. I mean, of course, better league. I mean, that's what we all play this game for, to keep rising, to keep, you know, getting in the better leagues and, you know, of course getting paid more or whatever the case may be. But yeah, so those are the things I'm pretty much focusing on. You know, I'm really looking forward to the summer though, like really, you know, grinding in the summer, and then everything else will come, I know for sure. You know, especially the season I'm having and the season my team is having. You know, we're on a 5-game winning streak, gonna keep it up. You know, I feel like we can go really deep in the playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, everything is going to come. I'm really just looking forward to the summer and, you know, me just getting better.
Where are you going to be over the summer?
Back in West Memphis.
Awesome. Well, if you come to Chicago, give me a shout, all right?
Yeah, I'm gonna come visit for sure.
Please. Hey, speaking of Chicago, I know you are keeping tabs on what's been happening with the Cougars. Pretty good basketball season so far. I mean, I'm talking to you right after Chicago State men's team won its first road conference game since you were a student at Chicago State.
Yeah.
How is that for you?
Man, that's great news to hear. You know, I know my year, we got a win on senior night at home, you know. It was a very big win for us. So to hear that they got their first win since I was a student, like, that make me smile, because, you know, like, obviously, you know, the coach, he's doing something, you know, the right way. I've been paying attention to their season. You know, they've been doing pretty well, you know, also the girls as well. So I saw that they got a big win over Wisconsin, a Big Ten team, you know, that was a very big win for the girls. But like, yeah, like, it makes me smile that they got a win since I've been there. Like, that's crazy. That's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, I mean, you've been overseas. You've been doing your own thing in your own world and with the time difference. And over the last few years, I mean, to be real, more often than not, you've looked back at Chicago State and the basketball team just hasn't been doing that well. And now I think you're seeing things start to turn around. So as an alum, I imagine that feels pretty good.
For sure.
So hopefully you get to come out here, Glenn. You planning on it?
Yes, yes, yes. Awesome. For sure. I'm coming out there this summer.
Awesome. Hey, last thing I got for you, and then I know you need to go get your beauty rest so that you can keep, you know, scoring double figures and keep this win streak going. But what is something about Glenn Burns that no one knows?
What is something that, man, I mean, I feel like just, I mean, That's hard to answer as well. Like, I feel like, you know, the people that know me, they really, that's hard for me to answer, bro. Like, seriously.
Okay, how about this? Can I rephrase?
Yes.
What's something about Glenn Burns that not many people know?
That's,
Here we go.
I didn't think of this. I'm the first generational college student. Like, I'm the first one that ever graduated my family.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's yes, fantastic. Yeah. What was your family's reaction then when you did finally graduate?
Everyone was there. Like, you know, everyone. Like, everyone showed up. You know, it really made me feel great, you know, like that to see all of them in the stands, you know, and we just get together afterwards and all of us just, you know, hung out for like 2 days straight in Chicago. You know, it made me feel, you know, it made me feel great.
Oh, that's awesome, Glenn. That's more than just a fun fact. That's something to hold dear and dear to your heart. So a belated congratulations on that. And congratulations on all the success you're having in Germany. You're making all of us back here on 95th and King very proud. So thank you, Glenn.
Yes, for sure. Thank you.
What a great talk with Glenn. He's one of the smiliest, is that a word? Smiliest? Yeah, smiliest people you'll ever meet. Positive mindset, the smile, the charisma. He's got it going on. And right now, he's balling out in Germany. I mean, how cool is that? A native of West Memphis, a graduate of Chicago State, first-generation college student who battled adversity to graduate and now is really enjoying a successful overseas career. So we're keeping tabs on Glenn Burns. He's keeping tabs on us. And I would keep you keeping tabs on the Shy State Pod. And if you're not subscribed, please hit that subscribe button, rate and review. It really helps a great deal to spread the good word. And if you have any Cougar fan friends who you want to send the pod to, please go ahead. The more on the Shy State Pod, the merrier. As always, I'm your host, Sam Brief. Delighted to bring this to you and excited for a fun few weeks of basketball. Talk to you next time on the Shy State Pod. In the meantime, please stay healthy, be well, and go Cougars.